This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. The Department of Education has announced plans to increase financial oversight of Corinthian Colleges Incorporated. That's a big chain of for-profit schools headquartered in California. The Department of Ed says Corinthian may have lied to prospective students about their job prospects after graduation, among other things. The government's decision will make it harder for the company to get access to federal financial aid money. And because of that, Corinthian says it may have to shut down. Marketplace's Noelle King has the story.
There are about 72,000 students enrolled in Corinthian colleges. They get about $1.4 billion in federal financial aid every year. The Department of Ed says it will stop Corinthian from accessing those federal funds for 21 days. Corinthian says it may be unable to continue as a going concern. But for a big company, 21 days without access to funds doesn't seem like a long time.
I think that's what's so eye-opening about this situation.
Michael Tarkin is a senior analyst with Compass Point Research and Trading.
It sort of signals how thin their capital levels are to begin with. You know, clearly they do not have much room for error here.
Because almost all of their income is federal aid, just a fraction is tuition dollars. If Corinthian shutters schools, its students, who are enrolled in everything from degree programs to trade schools, will need backup plans. William Tierney, co-director of the Polias Center for Higher Education at USC, says public colleges in California, where Corinthian schools are based, simply don't have room.
We don't have the capacity to take 30,000 students or 10,000 students, even 5,000 students more into the public sector. We're maxed out.
Some will have a hard time finding other schools to fit their course of study.
You can't just send somebody somewhere. If I'm studying cosmetology, you can't send me to USC.
And some will probably decide that college just isn't for them. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.
Turns out the type of school you go to can determine how likely you are to default on your student loans. You can check that out at our new education page. That's marketplace.org/learningcurve.